Welcome to TV Studies 101. I am your professor, Dr. Charles Nichols, and this is, in fact, the first pod class of the semester. And what we do here on this pod class is that I have a guest on every pod class, and we discuss interesting various topics from present-day topics in TV, as well as, you know, the history of TV. And on today's pod class, we'll be discussing stereotypes on reality shows. But before we get to that topic, I just want to do an overview, a quick overview of the syllabus. So,
hey, Doc!
Jimmy, no, Jimmy, you're not supposed to be here on yet. I'm supposed to introduce you. I have to do the
syllabus. Nah, I got somewhere to be.
Where could you possibly have to be?
I got to go to the, you know, the gym. Or as I call it, the gym.
The gym?
The gym.
Who else honestly calls it that?
Tomato. Potato.
You're enrolled in this school still?
Well, yeah.
You know, weren't you supposed to be in another one of my classes earlier today? And you told me you were sick, so I was concerned if you were even going to be here.
I'm here now.
Did you go to the gym again instead of going to class?
Gotta go twice. Twice a day. Every day. Day by day.
You know, that sounds really familiar.
I never heard that before.
Well, you know, we are here for a specific reason. I invited you on this pod class to discuss stereotypes on reality shows.
This is a pretty cool studio.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Think you can fit a bench over there, Doc?
Are we talking about working out again?
The way I see it, put a bench here.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing some lifting.
Okay.
And then, you know, you can talk to me as I lift. I can work out and
that's
gain
not,
some knowledge.
Jimmy, we're not talking about health on this show. We're talking about
talent. I'm not talking about health either. I'm talking about working out.
So you don't consider health and working out the same thing?
No.
I don't even know why I'm asking you that question, because this has nothing to do with any of that. We're talking about television.
But do you think you could put a bench there?
So you really want me to answer that question?
Yeah.
Even though it's completely irrelevant.
It's relevant because I might be back here, and I need a bench. I need somewhere to feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable in a chair.
You know what, Jimmy? At this point, if you feel
it's all about you know, being comfortable what you're doing. If I'm not comfortable, how am I going to do this?
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. You know, if you, at this point, just
to get you just laugh at me?
Is that a problem?
I don't like it.
You know what, right now, at this point, Jimmy, if bringing in a workout bench makes you feel more comfortable so we can get back on topic, then by all means, bring in a workout bench.
I'm gonna have to go home.
No, Jimmy, you can't go home, because we're doing this right now. It's actually happening right now, the pod class. Not happening later.
You're telling me that we're live right now? I am talking to some students?
You know what? Let's go with that. Yeah, we're live.
Oh, man. This is cool.
Yeah, right? See, now, yeah, you should stay, and we should talk about stereotypes on reality shows.
No such thing.
You don't think...
No. No.
You don't think they're real?
I do not.
So, we live in the great state of New Jersey, and there are several reality shows based in New Jersey.
Doc, I'm from Staten Island. I don't know Jersey well.
Well, so were some of the people on the Jersey Shore.
Ah! But, you know, I don't feel that it's a stereotype.
Do you feel that you represent what is Jersey, really?
Could you repeat that question?
Okay, I'll try to rephrase it. Okay, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm not getting it, Doc.
Well, let me break it down for you, and I'll break it down for you as well as all of the students listening on the pod class, which is when people view... Jimmy, you have been drinking that weird substance.
It's not weird. It's a protein drink that...
A drink?
It's a bird.
No, go ahead.
It's a protein drink with all the substances I need to be healthy.
Okay.
It's got grape, but only one. It's got an orange.
Of course, naturally, just one.
A banana. Strawberries, Doc. Can't forget the strawberries.
I do like strawberries.
A lot of strawberries.
I do like strawberries.
We mix it all together, and that's a drink.
That is some drink.
Also got some peanuts in there.
Peanuts? Really?
Protein.
Right, it's all about the protein.
It's all about the nuts.
Okay. That could go to a whole nother area, but I'm not even going to go there. Because you are my student, and I don't want to really mention that.
All right, Doc.
Well,
want a sip?
No, thanks. It smells terrible.
Well, you know. Right. Put some olive oil in there, too.
Olive oil? Really?
It's good for the bones and skin.
You do have a great complexion.
It's olive oil.
Yeah, okay. So can I get back on the topic now as I was explaining to you?
Sure, Doc.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that, considering it is my pod class.
That's a weird light up there. You think I could lay down and get tan?
Are you honestly being distracted right now by a light?
Well, if I lay down over there on the floor and I take off all my clothes...
No, you're not taking your clothes off on
but
the...
I think it's a good light to get tan, and you know I need a look
I think
my
you're,
best.
I think you're plenty tan already.
I'm not dark enough. You see that? I'm not orange.
You gotta be orange?
Do you see that? I'm not... It's a little white. I'm a little Casper.
I think I would be more along the lines of Casper than you are.
No, but I don't have the burnt feeling like a baseball glove.
Well, how about after we're done here, you can go to
what's
all
the difference?
Tanning.
I'm naked and we're talking.
No, you're not naked. Don't get naked.
I'm naked. We're talking about.
No, you're giving.
What are we talking about again?
You're giving people the wrong idea. You were not naked. He's not naked, class. He's not naked at all.
But if I was naked, what's the difference?
I think it would be a little uncomfortable for me.
And Doc, what are we talking about? I don't even remember.
Well, if you would let me finish what I was talking about, Jimmy, which was that we're talking about stereotypes on reality shows, and when I was trying to pose this question to you, which is that when people at home, the viewers...
I do a pretty good pose.
You know, Jimmy, you're becoming very distracting. What are you talking about posing now?
When I'm in front of the mirror at the gym, I'm posing. People like that.
So
Doc, chicks like that. You should try it.
Yeah, I'll make sure to do that
come
later.
Come to my domain.
Which I'm assuming is the Gaim?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured that much.
You should go.
You know what? Maybe one day I'll give it a shot. But right now we're trying to do TV studies. And we're talking about stereotypes on reality shows.
Watch me pose.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Look at that bicep.
That is good.
Doc.
You want me to touch it?
Touch it. Touch
this
it.
This is ridiculous.
Touch it.
If I touch it,
come
will you
on,
put your arm down?
Come on.
If I touch it, will you stop posing?
Come on, touch it. Come on.
All right. Yes, it's big.
Ooh, yeah,
it's
you
big.
Feel that, right?
Yeah, it's big.
Come on.
Can we please get back on target here? When viewers watch a show like The Jersey Shore, do you believe that is a good representation of New Jersey? Representation.
Ah.
Like how people are presented on television.
I like it.
You like it? So, you believe that if a person, say, in...
Doc, it's good.
If a person,
come on, it's good.
If a person in Kansas City, Missouri, was watching the Jersey Shore, and that was the only time that they could actually feel like they're living...
Doc, where is that on the map?
I don't have a map on me right now, but it's around the Midwest area. My God. It makes me wonder what exactly is the actual line between getting into the school and not getting into the school. But nonetheless, Jimmy, I'm not talking about you, of course.
Doc.
You're great, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
You're welcome, Doc.
Yeah.
Pretty strong.
Thanks. I work out
a lot. No, it's not as strong as me.
Right. You got the big bicep. We've established that. No, but say a person from Kansas City, Missouri was watching the Jersey Shore, and that was the only time that has nothing to do with anything.
Doc, do you think they work out there? Or do you think they don't?
I would imagine people work out in a lot of different places other than Jersey.
I don't see it. You know what would be really great? It has a lot of good acoustics in here. You play a song, I beat the beat.
You beat the beat? I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
You beat the beat. It's just what I'm saying, you beat the beat. You beat the beat. Doc, you beat the beat.
Is this that stuff they call fist pumping?
I just know it by beating the beat. You play it, you play the song, and I beat. I'm beating the beat. See,
so
we
are talking about fist pumping.
Yeah.
You're beating the beat.
I'm beating the beat.
But I don't have any music.
No, I mean, you have a computer here. You probably have songs. I play a song, and I'll beat the beat during the song. I'm sure you have something I like on there.
You know what, class? We're going to take a quick break.
So you're playing the song.
We're going to take a quick 5-minute break. Stretch your legs. Do whatever. I'm going to apparently find a song for
Jimmy. Yeah, it's going to be great,
Jimmy. And we'll be back in 5. 5 minutes, class. We'll be back. Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm beating the beat with the boombox.
So are you beatboxing right now?
It's... Yeah, Doc. You don't have music. I make my own.
So you're a human beatbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize for not having electronic dance music for you.
You should think about getting some.
I know.
Because
really...
when I come back,
oh, you're
I can show
back.
You how to beat the beat.
You beat know, the
you,
beat?
Yeah, I can show you how to beat my beat.
That sounds really terrible, and I never want to beat your beat.
Come on, Doc.
No. What I want to talk about, however, is stereotypes.
Hey, that picture looks like me.
Now that you're saying that, yeah, it kind of does, because you are wearing sunglasses inside right now, which is always a good look.
And I'm wearing that t-shirt.
Yeah, the tank top?
Yeah.
It's called a tank top, in case you wanted to know.
Ah! I call it this. Well, I call it a shirt with no arms.
It's another way of saying it.
Well, that's what it is.
It is. You're right. You're right, Jimmy. You're
no
right.
No arms. Gotta get tan.
Right, you gotta get tan. Don't want to get rid of the tan by having sleeves.
Exactly.
Right. Gotcha, Jimmy. Gotcha. But what I would like to talk about is we were talking about stereotypes in reality shows, and Jimmy's my guest.
That's what we were talking about.
Yes. We were trying to talk about it.
Yeah, because we didn't really.
Yeah, no, but you were telling everybody about your protein.
Doc,
and
you didn't really. Yeah, we didn't really talk about that.
Well, you didn't let me talk about it.
I let you.
I don't think so, but let's talk about it now. I will be reading you a set of stereotypes based upon...
Is this a brain teaser?
I'm sorry, a brain teaser?
Yeah, like a test.
You call tests brain teasers?
At times.
No, I'm not going to be teasing your brain. These are just simple agree or disagree questions. And basically, these questions are based on certain stereotypes on shows like The Jersey Shore. And I want to see if you agree or disagree with them. Because this is what people believe on the internet a person from Jersey would be like.
All right, Doc.
A person may be,
say, hit me with your best shot.
18 to 34.
Hey, punch me here.
No, I'm not going to punch you.
I feel, really feel my abs.
No, I'm not feeling your abs. Touching your arms as far as I'll get. That's it. Okay, so on your Twitter profile, do you feature a picture of you with your shirt off?
Interesting story, Doc.
Oh, no.
I just updated my picture with my shirt off. Multiple pictures, actually.
Multiple?
Multiple.
With your shirt off. All with your shirt off.
That's what I just said, with my shirt off.
So you agree?
Yeah.
Oh, great. You're showing me the picture now. That's
Yeah,
real.
do you like that?
Yeah, it's terrific.
I feel you don't want to have a shirt when you have a body that's like mine.
You want to show it off,
Yeah.
basically.
I just don't go to the gym for nothing.
It's the gym. It's the gym class. It's the gym.
No, you don't go to the gym for nothing. You
Right.
go to show off your work. It's like you go to school and you get knowledge.
Right. Just like it, Jimmy. You know, speaking of
You want to
abs,
show that off, you know? You
right.
show off the. You get where I'm coming from.
Well, you know what? Actually,
It's
you
like
do say
it's like
you have given
giving me the
me.
potato.
No, it has nothing to do with tomatoes and potatoes. But what actually, you did help me with segueing into something else, which is good. Which is
Is that one of those things you ride around on?
no, not that kind of segue.
Because my buddy, Dami, got into a big fight with one of those guys.
Wait, what? I'm so confused right now.
You know the guys that ride the Segway?
Yeah?
He was making fun of my friend Tommy,
You're bo
and Tommy took out a gun.
Whoa! No, we're not talking about this story anymore. As you were saying just now, you were saying about abs, and it seems like the situation, Mike the Situation, made a lot of money off of this sort of stereotypical character.
Did you know that I tried out the B on how do we say it? The
Jer
Jersey Beach?
No, it's the Jersey Shore. It's the Jersey Shore.
But I mean, it's a beach.
It is by a beach, yes.
There's sandy things on there.
You mean the sand? It's just the sand.
Yeah, Doc. You're a smart man.
Thank you.
It's all like, it's like the color of my skin.
Yeah. Still sand.
It's an uncomfortable thing.
That's why people get beach chairs.
Short chairs, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Anyway, what I was about to say is one of the ways Mike tried to
But I was on the show almost. I was gonna be in
You
the
actually were
I was
gonna
gonna be in the
you were gonna
situation
audition.
role.
You were gonna audition.
They wanted me to be the situation.
So you're telling me that you almost became the character that the situation was.
Doc, what? Yes.
And what happened? This
I
actually is relevant to the show right now, so tell me, what happened?
didn't get it.
You
He
didn't get.
got it. He won the pot.
Well, tell me about a little bit about the audition process.
I go there. There's
Okay.
a lot of people from
MTV. MTV.
MTB.
No, MTV.
Yeah, that's the one. I was in my workout gear. I brought dumbbells with me, because you
Okay.
have to work out all the time if you want to look like me. And I wasn't as big as I am now.
You were a little bit skinnier.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think I got the
You know,
pot.
speaking of which, you brought dumbbells here now, which I thought was a little odd when you first showed up.
It's not odd, because if you're like me,
Yeah.
you have to, you constantly have to be working out. You can't always go to the gym.
Okay. So, going back to the audition, you felt like that you were a little bit skinny, and that's why they didn't pick you.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay, so
And the MTB people didn't like it.
MTV, MTV.
What does that even stand for?
Music television?
Movies.
It's music television.
Movies.
No.
Television. You got me, Doc.
I'm not surprised. I think
You stumped me. The
actually
brain teaser stumped me.
I didn't stump you. I think you just stumped yourself, actually.
I should know that.
You should have, yeah. But anyway, nonetheless.
That might have been the reason why I didn't get it.
And any feelings about it now looking back on it?
I'm jealous.
You're jealous of the situation?
Doc, he's a multi-billionaire.
I don't think he is.
There are billions.
I think he actually wasted all of his money.
That could win me.
You really wanted to be on that show.
Totally. Snooki's hot.
Snooki's hot. Really? Because she's tan.
Yeah. She has the nice hair.
I believe they call it the poof.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, what I wanted to get around to was that one of the ways the situation cashed in on his 15 minutes of fame was that he made an exercise video.
I made one of those. My basement.
Okay, we don't need to get into that right now. And I want to...
Want to hear a little bit?
Well, I have the situation...
Doc, this is great. Great story.
Oh, jeez.
I'm in my basement with Tommy, the guy that almost shot the guy
yeah,
with
Yeah, let's
the...
not get into that.
Okay.
Go back to your basement.
But that's part of the story. I need to talk about the gun.
No, we don't need to talk about a gun. There's no crime.
Now, then, you know, maybe then you should go to the clip. Because...
You put some sort of clip on here during the break, and I don't know what it is.
So yeah,
this
I mean...
This is what it's about. It has something to do with you working out down a basement.
Yeah. Play it.
And this is your workout video.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's just play this so...
It's, you like it, Doc.
Oh, great.
I won the 68.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
Doc, what number, man?
You're skipping around. You're not even making any sense.
Doc!
And what was that clip just now? It sounded like a wild animal.
Doc, I told you. It was in my basement. Tommy had the gun.
No, I'm not getting into this gun story.
After we hit it.
This sounds like you committed a crime.
A minor one.
Nonetheless, I don't want you to admit to any crimes on my pod class.
Why not?
Because this is supposed to be about stereotypes on reality shows, not telling people that you committed a crime with your friend Tommy and a gun.
What number was I on? It's very important. I need to write down my notebook.
You literally said 1-65-66.
It was a mental error.
Yeah.
You know it wasn't one.
You got a lot of mental errors, don't you, there, Jimmy?
You know it wasn't one, Doc. I need to write in my notebook.
You have a notebook just for counting how many you do?
Yeah, because then when I go to the gym, I know I don't have to do that.
Very resourceful of you.
For the gun.
Right. All right, so, you know what? I think we're good with this topic. I think we're done.
We're not done. Well, we didn't even talk about anything, Doc.
Yeah, and I wonder why.
Doc, I feel like I could add so much knowledge in here for all the students out there.
You know what, then, Jimmy? Just do me a favor, then. We're about to do a...
I don't do favors.
Right, okay. Well, just...
No.
Stop with the dumbbells. Please put them down. I just want to introduce this special final topic that I want to do with all of my guests at the end of every
we
podcast.
We did finish the topic. I have so much knowledge on the source.
I think you gave all the knowledge needed.
No, we didn't even do everything that you said we were going to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't worry about it. We're good. It's done.
So I did my job.
I just need you to answer.
Could you make up a check?
No, this is not a cash type of deal.
You said.
No, I did not
say
that.
No. No.
You are one of my students. I do not pay you to come on my pod class.
You said, Jimmy.
What did I say?
You said come into here. You're going to pay me with money.
No, I did not say that.
Doc, I remember
that
I have Tommy.
No, you want me to tell you what I said?
Outside.
To Jimmy, let me finish. What I said was that if you do not participate as my guest on this pod class, you will probably fail. My class.
You said something about money.
No. I did not say anything about money. You're making this up.
Doc, no, I heard.
All I said was extra credit for being a guest on my pod class.
Yeah, extra credit.
You were
extra
failing.
Money.
No, I mean extra credit towards your F.
Like extra credit card.
No, I'm not giving you a credit card. That's ridiculous. We have to do the segment I will be doing with all of my guests at the end of every pod class, which I have called...
So I did my job.
after you answer these five questions, which I call the final five.
How about the final four?
Too much like basketball.
I've never heard of it.
I'm not surprised. Okay, question number one of the final five. Do any stereotypes offend you when you watch television?
Can you rephrase the question?
Question number two. If you had your own show, what would you call it?
Workout.
Workout? That's it. Just workout.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to do a couple of work.
Or the workout gime.
The workout gime.
Or the gime workout?
Perhaps it could be something with that workout video that you had us listen to before.
Doc, it kind of reminds me of a story.
Oh, no. Why did I keep talking?
What's his other question?
Well, now we're going to be doing some word association. Do you know what that is? You look like you're confused.
Doc, you lost me at word.
I thought so. Well, basically, I'll say a word, and then you tell me the first thing...
Why are you talking like Forrest Gump?
You've seen Forrest Gump. That's actually good.
That putts.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just say a word, and you just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind, okay? All right, so here I go. Italian.
Sauce.
Reality.
Situation.
Really? Oh, man. Okay, let's just finish this up. Question number five. After school is over, what do you see yourself doing?
Doc, this is a fully loaded question.
Oh, it's definitely a loaded question, and I really feel like crap I actually asked you this question, but go ahead.
Doc, I'm thinking of becoming... Don't laugh. I'm thinking about becoming a fitness model to the youths.
To the... Wait, what was that last word?
To the youths.
The youths. A fitness model.
Yeah.
Well, based on what you've been talking about, I can see that.
Do you think I'll succeed?
Honestly?
Yeah.
If it gets you out of here right now, yes. I think you'll succeed.
So I'll succeed. And whatever I do, you think that I'll be okay.
If... Take this with... Not, you know, this is not towards you. I'm not trying to offend you.
Where's my check?
No, I told you it's extra credit.
You lost me.
I think I lost you.
I think I need to go because the gym or the game.
Yeah, you know
like,
what?
I think you know. No, no offense, Dr. Nick. I don't get it.
It's Dr. Nichols. If you actually showed up for one of my classes, you would know that.
It's just not for me. I'm more of a...
You realize you're...
A hands-on type of guy. So if you feel... You know, if I touch you, you touch me, that's hands-on. I'm not a talker. I'm not a listener. I'm a hands-on.
Yes, I see that.
I'm a hands-on type of guy. Look where my hands are now.
Still on dumbbells.
Yeah. Because I'm a hands-on guy.
Hands-on guy with other guys.
Occasionally.
At the gym.
Yeah, you feel them up. Yeah. They feel you up.
Of course.
I always felt that if you, you know, touch another guy and they touch you, you want to... What's the correct word here? You want to get to their level.
You want to get to their level?
Yeah, like, if you touch a guy that's really, really muscular...
Yeah.
You feel like you need to get that muscular.
Right.
And you can't do that by just looking. You need to caress him.
Really? That's what you think you gotta do?
Yeah. It's part of the code.
You know what? Class, we're good. This class is over.
Do you think your students will learn and be able to...
I think my students probably tuned out around the 2-minute mark.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, sure. Whatever gets you out of here.
So I'm going to be going to the game.
You go to the game.
Well, I'll catch you next week.
No, I'm going to have another guest on for the next
Doc.
Podcast.
And
after you sitting here, I'm starting to rethink this whole podcast.
I think it's a good idea.
Thanks.
I'll catch you on the flip side, Doc.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Do I have to do that paper? Or can I skip that?
No.
I have a big appointment.
No, you have to do the paper. You have to do the paper. If you're a part of the class, you have to do the paper.
I don't think I'm going to be part of the class anymore.
You're not really part of the class anyway, Jimmy.
Talk to you later, Doc.
All right, Jimmy. I'll see you later. Well, class.
I just forgot. Sorry. Protein drink.
Still here.
Yeah.
Yes, take that.
Can you count one more time?
No, please. You know what, class? This class is over.
81!
Class dismissed.
8!
Just class dismissed.